Manly's Jewelry.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. I have a couple of things.
Okay.
First, I have a customer looking for a lab carat and a half, 2 carat round.
Okay.
So, if I could
Two
see
carat
something
won't be a
maybe in.
problem.
Okay.
Carat and a half I don't have.
Okay.
But I have 2 carats, a ton of them, so that's not an issue.
Okay. So maybe two different qualities or something.
Sure. No problem. They're all pretty much colorless VS or
Yeah.
VVS, so I'll pick out two different ones and two, like you said, two different qualities and get them in your hands for tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's two different price ranges.
Yeah.
And the other is I have an insurance company that referred somebody to me to replace a stone, so I have to give a quote, and then hopefully I'll be able to do it for less than what they were told.
Okay.
So it's a carat and a half oval, and she lost an HSI-2.
And that was my buddy that we did for last year. He sent me the picture. He just texted me and said, "Hey, whose information do I give? Do I give the insurance
Oh
company
yeah,
your information
that's
or
why the name sounded familiar.
as
And I
in
don't
like
remember
Frank,
what
right?"
the, you know, what the cut grade or anything was on it.
Yeah, so I was
So
like,
I
"Well,
wonder how they, so break, oh, the quote was like 81.35.12 plus tax.
I just texted you a picture of the ring. I don't know how the heck that fell out."
Prong broke right off. Looks like. Oh, it's got the diamonds up the sides.
Only on the
The
yeah,
big
on the head.
prong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, the
That's,
right prong,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
That just sheared right
Think
off, man.
about it. You're taking all that metal away when you're sticking diamonds in the prongs, you know?
Yeah.
Making them weaker. From the picture, the other ones still look pretty good.
Yeah. So, I don't even remember how much we charged him.
Yeah, 'cause you did that. I mean, he got it, you know.
Yeah, and then you just charged me whatever for
I just did the
the
mounting.
mounting and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming if it's anything under what they said, they'll just pay for it. I've never done a replacement for them before, so I'm not really sure. I mean, they sent a thing saying if my price is different, I have to explain why. I mean, obviously it's not going to be more, but
No, definitely won't be more. But we'll probably maximize. 'Cause I told him to just to cash out.
get the money and
Just
then,
get the money and then just pay us
yeah.
direct, you know,
Right.
whatever the cost is gonna be. 'Cause I think maybe I charged, you know.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't what he would have had to pay in a store.
gotta have a copy of it somewhere. I'm going through my banking app. November of last year, I thought. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably put like 20% on it or something.
Do you have anything similar? I'm trying to think. I must have done the appraisal for him, right?
Yes.
So let's see. I should be able to tell what the cut rate is. I should be able to go back in there.
So it looks like it was all right. So it was a 150 HSI 2 GIA, excellent polish, excellent symmetry, no fluorescence. I have one that's very similar. It's a little bit bigger millimeter-wise, but everything else is the same. And it's like $300 more. Actually, about $250 more.
So, let's see. Looks like 10,000 is what we put on the. I put on the appraisal. That was obviously including the. And that was gold at 2,000. The melee was only 0.07 total. Yeah, it was excellent. So, what did you say the one you have is?
So the one I have is a couple hundred dollars. It's like around $6,000.
Okay.
And then 0.2, I put it at 70. Yeah, I think I only did like 1,200. If I could find it. Had to have been last. Let's see, it would have been last December or November. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, that's right. Okay, so oh, I charge him a little bit more than 20%. So if I have one here at 5850, and it's going to be a little bit bigger, but I don't think millimeter-wise that's not going to be a problem, right?
What are the millimeter?
So on this one, it's 9.07 by 6.6.
Yeah, the length definitely doesn't matter because it sticks out, you know, on either end of the four prong.
Okay. But we're going to go from 6.2, which was the one that was lost, to 6.6.
I can probably make it work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent, none. So everything else about that diamond is just about the same. Just
okay.
Millimeters.
It's just
it's a little bit wider.
The dimensions are different.
Yep. That's about the closest one that I have. Let's see. That's a little bit smaller. It's not XX either. And then I got one that's 8.73 by 6.6, so it's a tenth of a millimeter shorter. And that's XVG, so I don't know if that's going to be a huge deal. What I'd like to do is probably just show him a couple options.
Yeah.
And just let him pick which one he likes.
Right.
And then, so, but how does this work with the insurance company? Are you just going to submit what it would be, and then they'll just write a check to him for what that replacement cost is?
I don't know. Let me read you what the, so the email says, Network Adjusters Inc. handles insurance claims on behalf of Brightco. Our insured lost their main diamond, and we need a replacement quote from your company. Brightco has a replacement quote for $87,85.93. That's with tax. If you agree with this replacement cost, please sign and date attached jeweler notice form. Email a copy to us. If you have a different replacement price, please explain why and send memo/invoices. Please do not begin on any work until you receive approval from myself if the price is different from Brightco's quote. Please also attach your W-9 for future payment.
Well, then basically how I would take that is if you agree with what they're estimating the replacement cost to be, which is at 87,
mm-hmm.
then you would sign and date and submit it back and then wait for them to say, go ahead, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't know if, and I'm not sure from there because I've never done a replacement for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they would write him
the check, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, either way,
mm-hmm.
we can still do it the same way. I can, you know.
Yeah, and then whatever check writing has to be done after the fact. Okay.
Yeah,
so, I can basically replace that diamond for about six, and then, you know, put
so
a little on it.
Should I just agree with the price?
I would say just agree with the price. I mean, how much do you think that mounting, you're going to, with your labor and everything, we'd still be under 87.
Yeah, I mean, that's a prong rebuild, which I usually charge retail 54, and then resetting the stone. If it doesn't need any additional work. Did it lose diamonds, though? On that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Might have to replace the mounting and then scrap the other one, which we could still work out somehow, you know, the gold value or whatever.
Okay.
My inclination is, I'll just agree with it and...
Okay.
And then we'll, I guess, learn what happens from there.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, really at the end of the day, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, obviously we get it all sorted out so he gets that ring back on her finger and, you know, they're on their merry way. I mean, especially for holidays and stuff too, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
So, yeah, I would say do that. And then Do you want me to have him? I guess we wait to hear back from the insurance company before we do anything, right?
Yeah. Okay. So don't do anything until you receive approval.
I was gonna say I'll have him come into the office and take a look at some of these diamonds. Have him pick which one. I'll send the diamond to you like we normally do,
mm-hmm.
and with that I'll just include the mounting.
Right. Whatever it may be.
Okay.
We'll still be fine.
Okay.
You know, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
We have lots of Italians in this email. The guy's Anthony Guida.
Yeah, and Frank is about as Italian as you get as well. Him and his brother both.
And
oh,
then
my
you
goodness.
Got me.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Ferrari. I'm like, geez, man, what's going on?
Yeah.
But yeah, good buddy of mine from the gym. So, yeah. So all right, so that's good. I'll just wait to hear back from you then on that, and then in the meantime, I will send you over the two carat lab grown rounds.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right.
That's basically your minimum now, the 2 carats.
Yeah. Occasionally, I'll have a 1.5 or a 170 or something
in
my inventory.
I think we talked about this with another customer, call I had,
like, it's just, though, anything under 2 carats, for a while I just said, no, I don't have it, but now I just say, it's just hit or miss, it's not consistent.
Yeah.
So anything under 2 carats, I'll, of course, take a look into my inventory, and hey, if I have one, fantastic, but if I don't, I mean, I'm not surprised that I don't either, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'll send you the 2 carats for tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And then just let me know how that works out.
Okay. We'll do.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. Talk to you a bit.
Yep. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.